Thank you. Thank you for staying at Leanne for listening to my presentation. First of all, I would like to say thank you to Dr. Junho Liu, Dr. Paige Adams, and Dr. Qinghua Huang for giving me so much help in my research. And this project is sponsored by EPA Region 4. In our experiment, we investigate a watershed located in Southeast Georgia named the Satilla Watershed. Here, the big map shows the Upper Satilla Watershed where our sampling site locates. In this watershed, poultry industry is what is a predominate. You can see from this map, these triangles represent the poultry grower is widely spread in this watershed. And they use poultry litter for fertilizer. They were applied to agriculture area in these watershed. So it is highly possible that this watershed has been influenced by the animal farming. So our project results will provide valuable information in establishing regulations on hormone contamination. Please here pay attention to site 7 and site 4, which I am going to talk about in the results part. I will give a brief introduction. Hormone is an international issue because they were being detected worldwide, usually at a concentration of nanogram per liter level. Why we concern their presence in environment if their concentration is so low? Because they are able to induce undesirable effect to wildlife, even at least extremely low concentration. People generally believe sewage treatment plant is a major point source for hormone to reach the environment. Another important source, considered as non-point source, is animal farming. In our case, is poultry litter land application. Here, we focus on three natural occurring hormones. 17 beta estradiol is the most potent parent hormone. It can be degraded to less active estrogens such as estriol. Under certain circumstances, estrogen can be converted to estriol. Here we refer as final metabolite. We also study ethinyl estradiol. It is a synthetic hormone that only consumed by human as a contraceptive. We use these hormones as source tracking tool to determine the contribution of hormone from human activity. The following, I'm going to talk about my methodology. In this map, we delineate the watershed into five different sub-watershed based on different land use. We select 13 sample sites to represent these different sub-watershed. Here are some detailed information about the sampling site. Site 1 is a control site. It's located at a conservatory area where it has not been influenced by animal farming. Site 2 and 3 are agriculture area with poultry litter land application. Site 4 and 5 have a high number of poultry house as well as poultry litter land application. Site 6 is sewage treatment plant influence. And site 7, we get the sample from a wasteland where the sewage treatment plant effluent passed through. Site 8 and 10 are upstream of sewage treatment plant. Site 9 and 11 are downstream. Site 12 is the mainstream at this watershed. And site 13 is sewage treatment plant effluent. Here shows a photo, a typical river in this Satilla watershed. We get the sample by dropping this sterile glass bottle down to the stream and get approximately 1 liter sample. At the same time, we use a handful multi-parameter sound to measure some basic physical chemical properties of the river, such as pH, dissolved oxygen, flow rate, and turbidity. Here is the influent of sewage treatment plant where we got the sample for site 6. In this diagram, we shows the protocol that we use for and determine the concentration of hormone that truly dissolved in the aqua phase. So we pass the sample through 1 micrometer glass fiber to separate the suspended particles, and then we acidify the sample to pH below 2 and load to seating cartridge and elute the cartridge with methanol. Further cleanup are completed by passing through fluorosil cartridge and elute the target compound with dichlomethane with methanol mixture solvent at a ratio 8:2:2. Then we use LC-MS to determine the concentration of the hormone. Please pay attention here. We store the filter at the freezer for further analysis. Here shows the LC-MS chromatogram for our four compounds. We use electron spray at a negative ion model, and we got a good separation for these four compounds. Here shows our result. This is the February data. We found hormone in many places. For example, at site 4, 9, 10, we only found 70 beta estradiol, and we only found estrone in site 7 and site 8. The highest concentration of hormone were found in the site 6, which is sewage treatment plant influence. For 70 beta estradiol, the concentration is around 154 nanogram per liter, which shows here in the yellow bar. And for estrol is 220 nanogram per liter, which shows in the blue bar. And for the red bar is represent estrone at a concentration of 16.8 nanogram per liter. For the March data, we only found hormones in site 6, 7, and 9, and also at a very low level. For 70 beta estradiol, we found in site 6 is around 16 nanogram per liter. For estrone, it's only 9 nanogram per liter. Here, for the April, we got the sample immediately after the storm event. Here shows very interesting finding that hormones, especially 17 beta estradiol, were found in more places. And still, the highest concentration of hormone found in sewage treatment influence. To better understand how the storm event influenced the concentration of hormone in surface water, we do a comparison of data on April and February. Here on the left is the data for April, and on the right-hand side is data for February. Here we can see clear difference. After the storm event, we found hormone 17 beta estradiol in site 1, which is the control site. These can contribute to the wildlife activity in the conservatory area. And also, you can see we found hormone in site 2 and 3, which we didn't see in the April data. So these can these caused by the heavy rain washed the hormone from the soil to the surface water. And please pay attention to the bottom part of this map. We found that they kind of have a trend of shifting the hormones appearing place. For example, for the site 4, we didn't found the hormone on the April data, but we found higher concentration of hormone at site 10. So similar things happen here. For the site 9, they have a lower concentration of 17 beta estradiol, while have higher concentration in the site 11. Well, at least it can be explained by the difference of flow rate. Under the storm weather, the flow rate is really high. The hormones tend to move from upstream to downstream, so they may be found in the downstream at the whole site. And we also seen that for site 6, the hormone concentration lower than the February. That's reasonable because for the sewage treatment plant influence the source of hormone mainly provided by a broiler processing plant. So there are no point a hormone source for the influence. So the heavy rain just diluted the hormone. Here, we should mention in the above results, we only show the truly dissolved hormone in aquaphase. So we also interested in the impact of suspended particles to the hormones in the surface water. So we select site 7 and site 4. As I mentioned before, we did exactly the same treatment just without the filtration. Here shows our data. For site 4, we can see without filtration, we found these three hormones, estrogen, 17 beta estradiol, and estrol in the final extract, while after filtration, we only found estrogen and 17 beta estradiol. Here, there shows the different small obvious. Here, we found the 17 beta estradiol, estrogen, and estriol without filtration, while only estrogen were found if we filtered the sample. This information gives an interesting indication that hormones may absorb to those suspended particles. So here gives a brief conclusions. First, we always found hormone in the sewage treatment plant influence. Second, the storm event increased the concentration of hormones in surface water. And finally, we were interested in examine the suspended particles that absorbed in the hormone absorbed to the suspended particles. Thank you.
Are there questions? Yes.
I do have a question. Mm-hmm. Most of the previous studies, what they observed in the surface runoff, they had higher E1 compared to E2 beta. But in your study, E2 beta is much more higher than E1. Why do you think so?
Oh, do you mean I found higher concentration of E2 than the E1?
Yeah, E2 beta might be oxidized, when it was carrying to E1, but while, your concentration is higher for E2 beta.
I think it's, we got the sample and immediately passes through the sealing cartridge. I think it hasn't degraded during that time. That short time.
But when the fertilizers, the manuals are applied, at what time? February data showing some high E2 beta values.
For?
Yeah, any one of them.
Here?
Yeah, estrone is very low.
Mm-hmm. I said estrone under some circumstances, they can be converted to estriol. Based on our research, estriol kind of absorbed to the suspended particles stronger than estrone. But these kind of have reversed the log KLW train, because estriol seems more polar than estrone. That's what we're gonna detect in the future. Gonna detect in the future experiment.
One more question.
Oh, sorry. For site one, it's a conserved area, but there are wildlife We're not sure about like the population, but we did found the estradiol there. So maybe for those months, the wildlife produced like high amount of waste. That's possible.